In announcing the sanctions, the U.S. Treasury Department claimed that Carrie Lam was directly responsible for carrying out China's policies of suppressing freedom and democratic processes and had pushed for an extradition policy that sparked massive protests in Hong Kong. It also sanctioned several of the territory's security officials, Chris Tang, Stephen Lowe and John Lee, as well as Secretary of Justice Theresa Cheng and Luo Huining, the mainland's top official in Hong Kong. The sanctions block their U.S. assets and prohibit American dealings with them, and is imposed under U.S. President Donald Trump's Hong Kong Autonomy Act signed in July this year that objects to Beijing's national security law over the territory. The action from Washington is the latest in a series of moves made by the Trump administration against Chinese interests as tensions rise over geopolitics, trade, technology security, and the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Li Ling Tan in New York.